Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh's visit to Saudi Arabia resulted in the signing of several agreements, including an extradition treaty. Terrorism also was a key issue in Mr. Singh's talks with Saudi King Abdullah. Indian Deputy Foreign Minister Shashi Tharoor was part of Mr. Singh's delegation.
Saudi Arabia, of course, has a long and close relationship with Pakistan, but that makes Saudi Arabia all the more valuable an interlocutor for us.
Mr. Singh asked King Abdullah to persuade Pakistan to cease supporting terrorism against India. Later, he briefed India's parliament on his visit.
Saudi Arabia is also affected by terrorism, and this was one of the subjects that came up in our discussion.
Stephen Cohen at the Brookings Institution offered this assessment.
India needs that in order to manage its relationship with Pakistan. I think it also needs to think more broadly and more widely about where it wants to go with Pakistan.
Mr. Singh's move shows that India is serious about improving relations with Pakistan, says Shuja Nawaz at the Atlantic Council.
It is primarily because it's in India's own interest to have a stable Pakistan on its border, and to be able to open the door to Afghanistan and Central Asia.
Stephen Cohen says he's not sure what Saudi Arabia can do to aid India's relations with Pakistan because Saudi influence over terror groups is more private than official.
A lot of rich Saudis who believe in supporting the faithful, even if the faithful are carrying guns and hand grenades around the world. And how do you get a cap on that? How do you control that? That's more difficult than getting the Saudi government to commit itself.
But both Cohen and Nawaz say that since domestic terrorism also threatens Saudi Arabia, the Saudi government might decide to cooperate with India.
Important government in Asia, in South Asia, with which they have good relations, is very concerned about Saudi support for these groups and Saudi relations with Pakistan. A thinking Saudi government would respond in some way.
After all, India is a major power in the region. It's potentially a global power. It has a huge market, there's trade and other service links. So all of this really makes it quite critical for the two countries to have a good relationship.
And the analysts emphasize that both India and Pakistan must realize they do not need third-party pressure on each other to improve relations. They should improve relations because it is in the interest of their own people. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.